Welcome to TanakhStudy.com. This is Jesse Salem, and together we are studying Sefer Yehoshua.
Yehoshua Perek Tetvav. In this Perek, we will see Nahalat Yehuda, the land that was allotted to Yehuda. We'll open up mapping out Shivat Yehuda's borders. Then we'll see first and foremost Kalev's property that he received from Yehoshua. And at the end of the Perek, we will list all of Yehuda's cities. It'll help to follow along a map of Da'at Mikra. This map is in Sefer Bemidbar, of their edition, page Taf Kaf Gimel and Taf Kaf Tet. Pasuk Aleph. Vahi agoral mate b'nei Yehuda l'mishpechotam el givul edom midbar sin negba mikse teman. And this was the lottery, the portion of land that was assigned to this tribe of Yehuda, to their families, from the border of Edom in Midbar Tzin, all the way south at the most southernmost tip. This is the southern border. We're opening up Nahalat Yehuda with the most southern border. You could see the beginning of Bemidbar Perek Lamed Dalet for the same southern border mentioned here, just that here it's a little more detailed, as we'll see. Givul Edom is actually, it's in the southeast. Right, so we're starting off in the southeast. Vahi lahem givul negev mikseh yam ha-melach min ha-lashon ha-poneh negba. Now the Navi expounds on the southern border. So the border was in the south from the tip of Yam HaMelach. This is in the southern tip of Yam HaMelach in the southeast. Min HaLashon HaPone Negba. From the tip that faces south. Ve'yatsa il min negev de ma'aleak rabim ve'avar sina. Ve'ala min negev ve'kadesh banea ve'avar chetzron ve'ala adara ve'nasab ha-karka'a. Now we're giving the southern border from the east all the way to the west. Ve'yatsa, and it left, meaning it went to a protruding point, to something prominent in the landscape. We'll see a few different verbs in this perek used to map out the borders. So the Navi uses each one carefully, and we'll explain them as we go through. Ve'yatsa over here is it went to a, you know, prominent point in the landscape. So it left, it went to a prominent point, el minegev le'ma'ale akrabim, right, to south of Ma'ale Akrabim. I'm going to explain this as heading directly south, right, towards a place called Tzin. Ve'avar Tzina, towards Tzin. So the way of Akrabim, it went towards Tzin. Ve'ala minegev le'kadesh barnea. And it ascended. Again, this verb is used to point out an elevation, an ascent in the altitude, all the way to just south of Kadesh Barnea, in the central Negev. So we're moving westward. Ve'avar Hetzron, ve'ala Adara, right? It passed to Hetzron, ascended to Adar. In the Torah, it refers to these two places as Hatzar Adar. We don't know exactly where it is. Ve'nasav HaKarka, and it spun, it turned, right? This verb is used to point out a change in direction, to Karka, right? To a Yishuv called Karka. Ve'avar atzmona ve'yatsa nachal Mitzrayim ve'hayu toseot ha'givul yama ze yelachem givul negev. And it passed towards Atzmon and went out to Nahal Mitzrayim, right? Extended to Nahal Mitzrayim, which is Wadi al-Arish, not to be confused with Nehar Mitzrayim, right? Nehar Mitzrayim is the Nile River. Ve'hayu toseot ha'givul yama. And the end of the border was the sea. This should be for you the southern border. So it extended all the way in the west towards the Mediterranean Sea. So that was the southern border from Yam HaMelach. Southward, we then swung west over the central Negev. Today it's just above the Ramon crater. All the way to Kadesh Barnea, Wadi Al-Arish, the Mediterranean Sea. This is the southern border of Eretz Yisrael that is to be divided up to the Shevatim. Important to mention, by the way, and this is also the southern border of Yehuda, as they're the southern most Shevet in Eretz Canaan. It's important to mention that the promise to Abraham Avinu, min Nehar Mitzrayim, ad Nahar Gadol Nehar Perat, from the Nile until the Euphrates, is much larger. Only part of that land is going to be divided up to the Shevatim. And now for the eastern and northern borders. Ugvul Kedma Yam HaMelach ad Keseh HaYarden, Ugvul Yifatzafona Mileshon HaYam Mikseh HaYarden. And the eastern border is Yam HaMelach, the Dead Sea. up until the edge of the Yarden, that's as far east as it goes. And now for the northern border, Ugvul Yifat Safona Midashon Hayam, Mikzeh Yarden, the northern border stretched from the tip, the tongue of the sea, meaning over here, Yam HaMelach, the most northern point over there, at where the Yarden spills into the Yam Melach. So that's the northeastern border. Ve'ala ha'givul bet hogla ve'avar misifon bet ha'arava ve'ala ha'givul even bohan ben Reuven. And the border ascended from Yam HaMelach towards bet hogla. So from Yam HaMelach we are going to see a lot of ascending. As we know today, Yam HaMelach is the earth's lowest elevation on land. Anything from there will be ascending. And we went up to Bet Hogla, that's southeast of Yericho, it bordered Binyamin. The city itself is actually in Binyamin territory, as we'll see in Perek Yutet. Ve'avar mitzifon Bet Ha'arava, and it passed north of Bet Ha'arava. And the border ascended towards Even Bohan ben Reuven. Ve'ala ha'givul devira me'amek achor, ve'safon ha'ponel ha'gilgal, asher nochach le'ma'ale adumim, asher minegev la'nachal, ve'avar ha'givul el me'ain shemesh v'ayuto tse'otav el en rogel. And the border ascended towards Devir from Emek Achor. Right, we know Emek Achor, that was the place where the whole story with Achan had when he stole from the Cherem. Ve'tzafona, and northward it turned to Gilgal. Now there's many, a lot of places called Gilgal. This is not the place where the encampment of Israel was, and therefore the Pasuk is going to define where this Gilgal is. That is opposite Ma'ale Adumim, south of the Nahal, south of the Wadi. So Ma'ale Adumim, today there's a city called Ma'ale Adumim in Israel, but over here it's referring to the red ascent in the area. If you look at the mountains in the region, they're red. Right? So following that path opposite Ma'ale Adumim, which is south of the Wadi in the area is Wadi Kelt, Nahal Prat, and the border passed towards Me'en Shemesh, the waters of En Shemesh, and ended at En Rogel. Ve'ala ha'givul ge ben hinom el ketef ha'ivusi minegev hi Yerushalayim, ve'ala ha'givul el rosh ahar ashal pne ge hinom yama, asher bikse emek refayim safona. And we're still continuing now westward on the northern border, and the border passed towards ge ben hinom, right? Ge ben hinom is the valley right outside the old city of Yerushalayim on the southwest, towards the southern slope of the Yevusi Mountains, that is Yerushalayim, and the border ascended towards the high to the mountaintop that is facing Gebe Hinnom, the valley of Hinnom on the west. That tip reaches Emek Rephaim in the north. Right, Emek Rephaim. This is the southwest of Yerushalayim. The same place of Emek Rephaim that we know today. And the border continued westward. The northern border continued westward. Ve'ta'ar ha'givul merosh ahar el ma'yan meneftoach ve'yasa el areh ha'refron. Ve'ta'ar ha'givul ba'ala hi kiryat yarim. And the border curved from the peak of the mountain towards the ma'yan, the spring of the waters of Neftoach. And it went out towards the cities of ha'refron. And the border curved towards Ba'ala, which is Kiryat Yarim. Kiryat Yarim, it's Abu Ghosh today. V'nasa ba'givul mi ba'ala yama el har seir ve'avar el ketef har yarim safona hi chesalon ve'yarad bet shemesh ve'avar timna. And the border went around, it turned, right, there's a change in direction over here, from Ba'ala, westward towards har seir, and it passed the slope of har yarim in the north, which is Kesalon, and it descended towards Beit Shemesh and past Timna, right? So it descended towards Beit Shemesh, right? There's a descent in the altitude, so the Navi uses the word Ve'yarad over here. The last place we mentioned in the Pasuk was Timna. This is the area where the story of Yehuda and Tamar takes place. V'yatza ha'givul ketef akron safona v'ta'ar ha'givul shikerona v'avar har ba'ala v'yasa yavne'el v'ayu to'otzeot ha'givul yama. And the border went out to the slope of Ekron in the north, and it curved, the border curved to Shikerona, and it passed to Har Ba'ala, and it went out to Yavne'el. Yavne'el, this is the city Yavne, which was later the center of Torah after the destruction of the second Beit HaMikdash, and the border ended at the sea, all the way in the west. So that was the whole northern border of Yehuda, starting from the east, and we ended at the west in the Mediterranean Sea. And now for the western border. Ugvul Yam, Hayam HaGadol Ugvul, Ze Gevul B'nei Yehuda Saviv Mishpechotam. And the western border, the Great Sea, the Mediterranean Sea, and its border, this shall be the border of B'nai Yehuda all around them, from all four sides, to their families. For the next several Pesukim, the Navi will discuss Caleb's Nahala and his conquest of his Nahala. Ul Caleb ben Yefune natan chelek betoch B'nai Yehuda el pi Adonai li Hoshua et Kiryat Arba avi ha'anaki Hebron. And to Caleb ben Yefune, Yehoshua gave a chelek, gave a portion within B'nai Yehuda, in accordance to the word of God to Yehoshua. Kiryat Arba, Caleb received Kiryat Arba, Avi Ha'anak, right? Arba was the name of the person who was the father of the Anakim. He Hebron, Kiryat Arba, another name for the city is Hebron. Vayoresh Misham Caleb et Shilosha B'nai Ha'anak et Sheshai v'et Achiman v'et Almai Lidei Ha'anak. And Caleb drove out from there the three children of the Anak, Sheshai, Achiman, and Talmai, the children of the Anak. Right? These are the three Anakim that Caleb saw while he was in Hebron, as the Torah mentioned in Sefer Bemidbar, right? In Perek Yud Gimal. Vaya'al Misham El Yosheve Devir, Veshem Devir Lefanim Kiryat Sefer. And you ascended from there to the inhabitants of Devir, and the name of Devir beforehand was Kiryat Sefer. So another name for Devir is Kiryat Sefer. Vayomer Kalev, Asher Yaket Kiryat Sefer Ulchada, Venatati lo et achsa biti leisha. Now Kalev makes a preposition to his Shevet, and he says, Kalev says, whoever attacks Kiryat Sefer and conquers it, I will give him my daughter Achsa to him as a wife. And who's the one that steps up? Who's the one that conquers Kiryat Sefer? Vayilkedah Otniel ben Kenaz achi Chalev vayitenlo et achsa bito leisha. And Otniel ben Kenaz, Otniel the son of Kenaz, the brother of Kalev, is the one that conquered it, and Kalev gave him his daughter Achsa to him as a wife, right? To Otniel as a wife. We need to understand the term achi Kalev. Who's the brother of Kalev over here, right? Kalev's father is Yefune, and Otniel is referred to as the son of Kenaz. So they have different fathers, yet the Navi is calling them brothers. So Hazal say that they were brothers from the same mother, but not from the same father. Radak, though, offers a different answer, explaining that Kenaz was the family name. Kalev is also referred to as Kalev ben Yefune HaKenizi. So we see here that Otniel ben Kenaz could be Kalev's brother from the father as well. We see here a great leader of Am Yisrael who marries off his daughter. To who? He didn't look for a family with a name or wealth. Kalev sought the brave captain who valued Yerushat Ha'aretz. We see how high of a regard the leaders of that generation held Yerushat Ha'aretz, conquering the land as they were commanded to by Moshe and Yehoshua. Vayhi bevo'ah, vatesitehu lish'ol me'et avi ha'sadeh, vatitznach me'al ha'chamor, vayomer lah Kalev malach. And when she came, when Achsa came to her father, she urged him, right? She urged her husband now, urged Otniel, to ask from her father, from Kalev, a field. And she slid off the hamor, off the donkey, and Kalev said, "What do you want?" But Tomer, tena li beracha, ki eretz ha-negev netatani. Venatata li gulot maim, vayiten la et gulot iliyot, vet gulot tahtiyot. And she said, "Give me a beracha." Beracha over here has a dual meaning. It can mean either a blessing, a beracha is a blessing, or it can mean like a pool of water, like a berecha. Right? Ki eretz hanegev netatani. Because you gave me the south, a very dry land, a very hard land to cultivate. and give me gulot maim, give me springs of water, and you should give me upper springs. And he gave her upper springs and springs at the bottom. So springs at the top of the mountain and springs in the valley on the bottom. So Kalev conquers Kiryat Arba, he receives it from Yoshua, throws out the Anakim from the area. Otniel ben Kenaz goes ahead and conquers Devir, Kiryat Sefer, and receives Kalev's daughter as a wife. And then at the end, Kalev's daughter speaks up and says, "You gave me a very dry land, I want some, you know, water springs with it," and Kalev gives it to her. Now, for the rest of the perek, we will list all of Shevet Yehuda's cities. I want to mention from now that it's a long list of cities, 112 in total. They are broken up by geographical regions, five regions. The Navi opens up with, first, the Negev, the southern region. Second, it lists the Shephelah region, the central west Israel in between the central mountains and the Mediterranean. Third, it lists the areas on the shore. On the shore, they are open metropolises, not walled cities like the other cities counted. Fourth, it lists the cities in the Har, in the mountainous region in central Israel. And fifth, it lists the cities in the Midbar, in the desert. So there are five regions in total: the Negev, the Shephelah, the shore, the Chof Yam, the Har, the mountain region, and the Midbar, the desert. Some of these five regions will be broken up into smaller areas that the Navi lists the cities by, but at least now we'll have a broad understanding and structure of the Perek. It's not enough to just mention the borders, as we did already in the beginning of the Perek for Shevet Yehuda. They need to know which cities they have to conquer and throw out, chase out the inhabitants from. So it's not enough just to secure the borders. Zot nahalat mate b'nei Yehuda l'mishpechotam. And this is the borders, the territories of mate b'nei Yehuda, the Shevet, the tribe of b'nei Yehuda, to their families. And as we mentioned now, we're going to start off with the Negev, with the southern region. And these are the cities at the tip of Bnei Yehuda, in the border by Edom in the south. Kavtze'el is a city, Eder and Yagur. And we continue in the region. Vekina, Vedimona, Ve'ad'ada, Vekedesh, Vechatzor, Ve'itnan. This Hatzor is one in the south. We know there are a few Hatzors in Eretz Yisrael. This one is in the southern region. Zif, Vatelem, Uv'alot. Vechatzor Hadata, Ukriyot, Hetzron, Hi Hatzor. Hatzor Hadata is either one city, which would mean a new Hatzor, or some Mefarshim count it as two cities. And Hetzron, Hi Hatzor, is either a new city, or it's just defining a city that we mentioned earlier. So depending on how you read this pasuk, you have anywhere between 2 to 4 cities mentioned. Amam Ushma Umolada. Right, Molada, we know later on Bnei Yehuda ended up giving the city over to Shimon, who had its Nahala and cities within Yehuda's Nahala, as we'll see. Vahatsar Gadda Veheshmon Ubet Palet. Vahatsar Shu'al Uv Er Sheva Ubizyoteha. Hatsar Shu'al was given over to Shimon as well. Be'er Sheva was also given over to Shimon. This is the same city that the Avot passed through, Be'er Sheva. The remains of the ancient city of Be'er Sheva are about 3 miles east of the city today. Ba'ala Ve'ayim Va'atzim. Ba'ala, this could be Ba'ala mentioned in Shimon's land, and if so, it was also given to Shimon. Etzim, also given to Shimon. Ve'el Tolad Uchsil Ve'chorma. El Tolad was given to Shimon. Kesil, some want to say that this is the Betul that is mentioned in Shimon's cities. If so, that was also given to Shimon. Ve'tziklag Umadmana Ve'sansana. Tziklag was given to Shimon. Ulva'ot Ve'shilchim Ve'ayin Ve'rimon. Kol arim 29 vechatzrehem. Leva'ot. We see a bet leva'ot by Shimon, could be also given to them. Ayin, also given to Shimon, and Rimon also ends up being one of Shimon's cities. 29 cities in total. Only problem is, if you count them, you actually count 36 places. And if you count Pasuk Kafeh as 4, you'll total 38 places. So it's important to differentiate, and this is how we're going to answer this question. It's important to differentiate, as Abarbanel points out, between Arim, the cities, and all the places mentioned. Harav Yehuda Elitzur also goes with this Pirush. A city is defined by its surrounding wall. If it has a wall protecting it, it's called an ir, it's called a city. Otherwise, it's listed as a place that Bnei Yisrael have to conquer, but not totaled at the end with a total number of cities. Rashi and Radak bring alternative answers, that the 29 cities total is only Yehuda's, that doesn't belong to Shimon, and then you have to play around with the numbers to make it fit. You could see their Pirushim. Now, after we finish with the cities in the Negev, we move toward the cities in the Shefela. So, the Shefela is broken up into three parts: the north, the south, and the east. The Navi opens up with the northern cities. Ba'Shefela, Eshta'ol, Vesor'a, Ve'ashna. Right? In the Shefela, you have Eshta'ol. This city is also counted within Dan's cities. So it makes sense to say it was split between the two Shevatim. Yetzur'a and Ashna, Vezanoach, Ve'en Ganim, Tapuach, Ve'ha'enam. Yarmut, Va'adulam, Socho, Va'azeka. Right, Yarmut, we saw the city fought against Yoshua as part of the Five Kings Southern Coalition. V'sha'araim, V'aditaim, V'hagedera, Ugderotaim. Arim 14 v'chatzrehem. 14 cities in total. Here too, there are more places than cities. 15 places in total. 14 of them are cities. So the way we're explaining it, 14 of them are walled. Tsenan. Now we move on to the southern Shefela. So we're still in the Shefela. We counted the northern cities in the Shefela. Now we move to the southern cities in the Shefela. Senan, Vahadasha, Umigdal Gad, Vedil'an, Vehamitzpe, Veyokte'el, Lachish, Ubotskat, Ve'eglon. Lachish also fought against Yoshua as part of the five southern kings. Vechabon, Velachmas, Vechitlish, Bet Dagon, Venaama, Umakeda, Arim Sheshesre, Vechatzrehem. Bet Dagon is probably called so based on the Avodah Zarah that the Kena'anim and Pilishtim used to worship then. They called their god Dagon. Makeda is also part of the Five Kings Southern Coalition. A total of 16 cities and their Hatzrehen, and their open areas, their villages. We're still in the Shefela. Now we move to the eastern part of the Shefela. Pasuk Mem Bet, Livna Va'eter Ve'ashan. Livna, we also saw Yoshua conquer the city in Perek Yud. It's identified as Bet Govrin. Eter is a city that was given to Shimon. Uk'ila Ve'achziv Umaresha Arim Tesha Ve'chatzrehem. Ke'ila is an ancient Kena'ani city, Tel Kila. Arim Tesha Ve'chatzrehem was a total of 9 cities and their villages. Now, Pasuk Memhe, we're moving over to a new territory, a new region altogether. This is the shore areas, the Hof Yam. This strip was under Pelishti control. The Navi here doesn't even total up their cities at the end. It just mentions the areas themselves. Ekron, Uvnotea, Vahatzerea. The city Ekron, it's in the northeast part of the Gaza Strip over there. Benoteha over here, like, and its towns. Ekron was a metropolis to its surrounding provinces. Me'ekron vayama kol asher al yad Ashdod v'chatzrehen. From Ekron and westward, everything that was near Ashdod and its villages. Ashdod, also a very well-known city today in Israel, on the southern coast. Ashdod benotea v'chatzereha, Azza benotea v'chatzereha, ad nachal Mitzrayim v'hayam hagadol ugvul. Ashdod and its towns and its villages, Azza. Gaza, it was a city in the Gaza Strip and its towns and villages until Nahal Mitzrayim, until Wadi al-Arish, and its border, the Yeshuvim on the border, the towns on the border, and the Mediterranean, the Great Sea, was its most western border. And now we move to the Har. This is the fourth region we spoke about. This is the mountainous region. The Har is broken up into five areas: the south, the central, east, north, and then we'll see the forest. So now to start with southern Harei Yehuda region. Ubahar, Shamir v'Yatir v'Socho. Right, Socho is a different Socho than the one mentioned in Pasuk Lamedhe. V'dana v'Kiryat Sana hidevir. Kiryat Sana, so the Navi gave us three names for the city that Otniel conquered: Kiryat Sana, Devir, and Kiryat Sefer. Right? That's Kiryat Sana, he Devir. Va'anav ve'eshtemo ve'anim, ve'goshen ve'cholon ve'gilo, arim achat esre ve'chatzrehen. Goshen, over here, this is not Eretz Goshen in Egypt, or the one mentioned in Perek Yud, as those are further south. Total of 11 cities and their villages. This is in the southern Harei Yehuda region. Now we move to the central Harei Yehuda region. Arav v'Ruma v'Eshan, ube Tapuach v'Afeka. Bet Tapuach is identified today as Kfar Tapuach. V'Chumta v'Kiryat Arba hi Hebron v'Si'or, Arim Tesha v'Chatzrehen. A total of 9 cities and their villages. That is the central Yehuda region. Now to the eastern Harei Yehuda. Ma'on, Carmel, Vazif, Ve'yuta, Ve'Yisrael, Ve'yokde'am, Ve'zanoach, Hakain, Giv'a, Ve'timna, Arim Eser, Ve'chatzrehem. Right? Timna, mentioned in the story of Yehuda and Tamar. So that's a total of 10 cities and their villages in the eastern Harei Yehuda. Now we move to the northern Harei Yehuda. Halchul, Bet Sur, Ugdor. Halchul, today it's a large village in Israel. Bet Sur is an ancient fortified city. Its remnants were found in Hir Bet Tubaika. Uma'arat, Ubet Anot, Ve'iltekon, Arim Shesh, Ve'chatzrehen. So a total of 6 cities and their villages. Kriyat Baal, Hi Kriyat Ya'arim, Ve'haraba. This pasuk we move towards the forest region of Harei Yehuda. Kriyat Baal is bordered Binyamin. Ve'haraba, Arim Shetayim, Ve'chatzrehen. 2 cities and their villages. So that takes care of the Harei Yehuda region, the entire mountainous region. And now we move on to the desert region, Midbar Yehuda. Bamidbar, Bet Ha'arava Midin Uschacha. Bet Ha'arava is also listed in Shevet Binyamin. It was either split or it's 2 separate places. Ve'hanivshan ve'ir ha'melach ve'ein gedi arim shesh ve'chatzrehen. Right, Ir HaMelach, we'd assume this is near Yam HaMelach. En Gedi, the En Gedi spring is named after the city that was in the area. En Gedi is also known as Hatzetzon Tamar. The Emori used to live there, as told to us in Bereshit, Yudalid Pasukvav. During the times of Abraham, in the war of the 4 kings against the 5. So there's a total of 6 cities and their towns. Ve'tayvusi yoshevei Yerushalayim lo yachilu b'nei Yehuda lo'orisham, v'yeshev hayvusi et b'nei Yehuda b'Yerushalayim ad hayom hazeh. So until there, before we explain this pasuk, that takes care of the desert region of Midbar Yehuda. Now we move to Har Yerushalayim, the mountains of Yerushalayim. We didn't mention this as one of the five regions in our introduction, as there were no cities listed here. Yerushalayim was a stronghold of the Yevusi. The Navi here tells us that Bnei Yehuda cannot throw out the Yevusi. Elsewhere we see, even in the times of Yehoshua, that Bnei Yehuda conquered the city. It was one of the 31 kings listed. Plus, in the first Perek of Shoftim, we're told that Bnei Yehuda fought Yerushalayim and set it ablaze. Yet over here, the Navi is telling us that Bnei Yisrael cannot throw out the people of Yerushalayim. What I'd like to say, based on Adak, is that Bnei Yisrael fought the city, set it on fire, yet the Yebusi continued to live there in the fortress all the way until the times of David HaMelech. Over here, when we speak of Yerushalayim, we're referring to the southern part of Yerushalayim, as the north, we know, fell to Nahalat Binyamin, didn't belong to Yehuda. With that, we close. We saw the borders of Yehuda. We saw Kalev's conquest of Kiryat Arba and Otniel's of Kiryat Sefer. And finally, the long list of 112 cities that fell into Yehuda's territory. Next perek, we'll see Bnei Yosef's territory.